Okay. Hello again, and welcome to the second session of this afternoon in the Lynn Conway Room. To continue our talks this afternoon, I leave you to Laurent Millier, who is going to talk about SIP and Element. Big round of applause, please.
Thank you. So, welcome everyone. It's okay. You hear me well? Seems so. This will be, I think, the alien topic of the afternoon. Why alien? Why? Because it's a bit old-fashioned, let's say. SIP exists since 25 years. It was a reference to make IP and VoIP since, let's say, the 20 last years. The 10 last years has been, you know, WebRTC has pushed the way to communicate, and now we see with Matrix and Matrix STC the future of the communication. But first of all, let me present myself. Who am I? Good question. I am a Scala developer, and I'm proud of it. So functional programming, why is that? You will understand, because telecommunication and telephony is something which relies on things you cannot predict. You know, you never know when you will be called. And you need to react on events, on things. And so that's why we do functional programming in a Xivo. And so don't look now at my swim Gitlane. This is not anymore the case, because now I'm the CTO of the company. I'm not anymore so much developing on the solution, but I was at the roots of it. Who we are? Xivo, which is basically an acronym of voice in French, voix. It's a French editor and integrator of open source telephony, what we call an IPBX. For young people who did not know that, some days ago in a company there were this kind of plastic stuff, plastic phone on a desk. That was how you were communicating in a office. And before that, I won't do, you know, all the history of the telephony because we don't have time. But basically, it was only 25 years ago, there was analogic lines. That means that if you wanted to be called, you had a DID, you know, a long number, 10 digit, for example, to be reached. And it cost a lot because it was copper lines going to the building of your office. And each time you wanted a new line, you need to ask your telephony provider to add a new people. And that's why VoIP and SIP raised, because we said thanks to the telephonist and became the IT, replacing all that stuff, all that old telephony module by new SIP devices to replace everything. But the idea of, okay, now internet comes to the building, we still have only one phone number and we want to dispatch all the numbers among the people. Why is this important, this presentation of what we're doing? It's because, as you understood, I come from the telephonist universe and not the computer side, or not the IT. But the reality is that telephony is still present and it's still a way you contact people. So why not? And this is a goal of this talk. Why not trying to meet the two worlds of the telephony and the unified communication in Matrix? Just a key point of Xivo solution. If you never heard about it, Xivo, if you call currently the 18 or the 112 in France, basically it's Xivo platform that takes your call. So I hope I will not make you feel bad and you don't need to call the urgencies. But if you call the urgency, it will be coming inside Xivo. just before starting my the explanation of how we did merge telephony and Matrix, just quick look. I did that for another talk about the Teams penetration in offices in France. It's hard to find statistics from Teams because they don't want to propagate so much the numbers of companies using Teams. But I found from Microsoft website that that 1,000, more than 1,000, 100,000 companies are using Teams in public and private company. And just a matter of comparison, we are comparing carrots and cabbage here, but it just to give an idea of numbers, there's no more than 150,000 companies more than 10 people in France. So basically, this is a reality today. Matrix, yeah, for sure, it's a perfect tool. It's a marvelous tool and I love it. But the reality is that a lot of people is using Teams. And why do they using Teams? It's because Teams had the good idea to have phone license system. And it helps the change management, you know? A lot of company and a lot of public sector still relies on the phone, on the plastic phone to take their call, to call their clients, their providers, etc., etc., etc. So for sure, if you say tomorrow you will use Element or whatever client to replace your communication, they won't. And they say, okay, so let's go to Teams because they have this flexibility to have telephony and communication in it. And that's true. And other people that will move to Matrix, like me, at the beginning, they will just juggle between the chat, the video, and the phone, but they won't have the presence between the phone and the guy will call in Element. Meanwhile, he's on the phone and vice versa, which is a pain. So our goal, our wish, what we would like to do and what I will show you today, it's definitely try to make it seamless and to have telephony and VoIP completely merge into a single Element environment. The Element is in bold, it's important. It's because we focused only for Element Web so far. I'm pretty sure we will have issues with other clients, but that's why I'm here. I'm new to Matrix ecosystem. It's only 1 year. We discovered all this ecosystem and all the richness that Matthew presented this morning. So I'm taking your experience to break it and make it better. So let's go to a demo because this is, I think, what you're waiting for. Oops, no, this is code. So this is a soft fork because we did not know where to start. So we did a soft fork of Element. I lost my... And so don't read too much because this is my team working. So basically, I will just make a call on my private, on my DID. So DID, my long number, my... So it's a 04 blah blah blah. It's the number where you can find in my signature as for an email or a Matrix alias. So let's try. I hope that I will have no demo effect. So I call and here you see that I receive my phone call. I'm not cheating. Up, I accept and here I talk and I have directly my phone call ongoing with my phone. I can hang up. It will hang up and normally disappear. If it receives, I have some connection issues, so don't mind. I think I missed the event. So as you see, demo effect, it happens. But what do you see? Yeah, thanks. You see also that we created a space, a telephony space, which basically have all the history of your call. So you can call back. So you can have call inwards and you can go, you can do some call outward. And there's also this tiny dial pad, you know, for old T9 stuff you old and not everyone knows. Maybe the Gen Y and the Gen X remembers this thing. Gen Z may be less. Sorry for you. You missed something. And that's it for the demo. And we will deep dive now in how do we made that. So as you can see, there's a lot of modules. This dial pad, I will start with it because I will do a top-down presentation on how we achieve that. We created a Xevo module. I will take it at the. I will explain it at the end why, because it was not necessary, but it was cool to do. We created a Xevo bridge, which is the core intelligent and spoiler. It is an application service. You understand why? Then we have things which is for telephonist, and maybe you hate that or you don't want to know it, but I will show you a short course of SIP and all this fine environment. So we have Nginx, which is a web proxy. It's to create kind of in telephony, we call that a SBC. So it's basically a meta proxy to filter the voice, the events, the signalization, all that stuff. So yeah, Camaleo is a SIP proxy. So it's to filter the SIP packet. We will explain what it is, what is SIP. Nginx, HTTP proxy. And Quotern, I think you know this one because as you're doing WebRTC for people which is doing VoIP on WebRTC or Matrix STC, you know what means Quotern. It's basically, I will try to vulgarize it, but it's big, difficult. It's basically if you're working at home behind a box, you have an IP, and this IP cannot reach your IPBX. And so when A wants to call B through a big, complex network, you need to have this relay. And this relay is called TURN in the WebRTC protocol to be able A to be able to reach B, which are in different completely network, which are very, very, I don't have the word. Anyway, you understood me, which are really separated. Xevo, which is our product, is able to handle old plastic phone. I like to call them plastic phone because we do also soft phones, and we are linked to a SIM trunk, which is basically an access to a service provider, so internet service provider or telephony service provider, but nowadays there are both telephony and internet provider. So this is, we will deep dive in each component, don't worry if you don't get all that stuff here. But just before, why not using a simple widget integration? It's what we did at the beginning when we started 1 year ago. We just created a widget. But we quickly realized that, okay, that's cool. We can create a UI. We can maybe take our soft phone. So Xevo has a soft phone embedded in it and just create like web integration, like an iframe, and just put our soft phone in it. Yeah, that was working. We could have call line, history, configuration, everything that we were already developed in our soft phone. But what we realized quickly is that widget was linked to a room. So when I, at that time, I was not aware that there were old other kind of widget, user widget, I think they are called, to be cross rooms. But to be honest, I just discovered it when I did the presentation. But seems to have also some drawbacks. So, and at least the drawbacks we realized at that time is that, yeah, it was not persistent when we were moving room from room, and it's weird to say I will initiate a call from a room. And then what does it mean for incoming call? When I receive an incoming call, I will not be on my widget of telephony in a certain room to receive my call. As I told you at the beginning, you don't know when you will be called. So it's hard to go to the telephony widget to receive it. So then we were stuck. How to move forward? And spoiler again, if you type asterisk, which is open source tool that is used on top of Xivo. If you type asterisk and matrix, first thing you have, I think you know this guy. He made the talk 10 years ago already at AstriCon, which is a reference for the VOIP guys like me. And he tried at that time. So the video is funny because he's trying to do a demo and it completely fails and nothing worked. So that was funny for me, not for him. And he tried to integrate what we call the implementation of SIP directly in Asterisk to make it work with Matrix. But it's a nightmare because Asterisk is made based on C. It's a very, very old school software. And so at the end of this talk, he said that maybe the future is that someone creates through an application service a bridge to do telephony. So this time come 10 years after, but it's still better late than never. And something else which helped us a lot when we were trying to find how we will succeed to make the call go through all these complex layers is this MSC, which is not one which has been so much advertised, I think. And basically, this is the key of the success of our development. It's basically, it says, this MSC says, okay, we have PSTN. So PSTN stands for the old telephony system, or UK people called it POTS, for plain old telephony system, something like that. I like the word. And this says, okay, let's create a protocol that from a phone number, we can give back a MXID. And this is the key point, because we have user here, historically, 25 years, that there are some users using telephony. Basically, in SIP and in Xivo in particular, one termination, one device, is one user and is one number, one line. So these three objects that create an entity. And what's defined a user in Matrix? I already told you, MXID. So we need to correlate something which is represented by a number on one side and something which is represented by MXID on the other side. But we need to couple them. And without this protocol, we were stuck, or we would have needed to do so much customization that would have been a nightmare. And only our source fork could have worked, and it would not have been able to reproduce it in any element like client. So, as I told you, application service is the key. So, then we're done. We just need to translate Matrix 7 to SIP messages, right? Easy. Easy. Not so. I told you it has been already 1 year that we worked on this thing. So let's just quick thing. What's the difference? What's SIP? SIP is easy. It just manages the signaling. But SIP means session initiation protocol. So in session, you hear this word, it creates a session. To be able to use SIP, you need to register, then send some messages, to have some handshakes, etc. SIP is has been developed just after HTTP. And a lot of things, as you see here, the written code and all that stuff are being inspired by HTTP. HTTP, which is a protocol, you know, connected protocol, you send something, you receive, blah, blah, blah. Nightmare. But it mixes TCP and UDP because at some time, once you send an invite, you're trying, you're ringing, it's okay, you hack, you knock, etc. At what time you can exchange RTP. RTP, which is the same that you exchange, is the same protocol in WebRTC or MatrixRTC, I mean, in modern protocol, it's the same. It's maybe secured RTP, but it's still the same protocol. By the way, SDP, which is the descriptor of the media that you will exchange. So you have the signaling, something which doesn't exist at all in WebRTC. Signaling is free to be implemented, by the way, in Matrix, we will see. We have simple signaling through m.call.blah.blah.blah, which is not the same in Matrix STC, but I'm talking here in the what we call the legacy call handling of Matrix. So, yeah, here we go. So we need to somehow be able to do all this exchange, which is very HTTP-like, coming from one event. SDP, RTP could be reused because they are the same protocol. SIP doesn't exist. So just general vision. SIP used by Xivo for interoperability, because as you remember, we could have done directly WebRTC between asterisk and matrix, but we did not that because if we do that, we remove the compatibility with old phones, with conference phones, you know, the SNOM, the Yealink, the Cisco, blah, 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 you use for conference, which are using SIP. And if you want all this interoperability, you need to keep SIP on one hand. Signaling, as I told you, it's based on kind of HTTP. The media transport is RTP. You don't have this NAT transversal in SIP. This is something that came with mobility and WebRTC and web stuff. Security was, who cared for telephonists? And et cetera, et cetera. And yeah, in WebRTC, it has been the legacy call handler you found in Matrix, so the old way, not the element call and not the Matrix ATC, was designed for 1-1 communication in browser, basically. And the signaling was replaced by, as I told you, this mCall offer, mCall answer, etc., etc. SDP was the same. The media is SRTP, encrypted. I'm not sure if it is encrypted by ORM. Not sure about this. I did not dive so much. And I'm interested to talk about if you're a VOIP expert on this side. I'm really interested to talk with you. And yeah, I will not go. It's just to show you that there are some similarities and some key differences. And key differences in signaling. So what did we do in our bridge, in our application service? So we have Xivo. I told you that we need to register. So this is SIP-ish things that we need to open a WebSocket. So WS always stands for WebSocket in our diagram. Never, not a web service. So we register, then we start the bridge. When we start the bridge, we register for this protocol, I told you, from the MSC. That we subscribe to events, so all events that will be sent through this dial pad will come through our bridge, and automatically the will call this API I told you before, that give us the number, we create a ghost user for the number, we send back the MXID, the MSC implementation creates automatically a DM. That's why you saw in the history space directly rooms, you saw this logo, phone, etc. It's basically because we created a ghost and it inserts automatically the ghost inside the room in the telephony space. And then This is thanks to the MSC. It sends a call invite. We retrieve the SDP from this WebRTC matrix event. We copy completely it in our bridge. So this is all the intelligence. It's done. We take the SDP, we create invite SIP, we do all the stuff we know from Telefonist, and then we forward, and it reverts from the SIP answer. We create a mCall answer with the SDP coming from Zivo. To ease our pain to create WebSocket to do the mapping, there are three libs open source on the market which exist. So you have SIPML, which has been deprecated since a while. You have SIPGS and GSSIP, which is a fork of one of the other. I never remember which one is the fork of the of the other. That's the problem of the good naming. But yeah, we used SIPGS to do this connection, keep alive, and all that stuff. So cool. We manage outgoing call, in fact. From the dial, we transform the invite to SIP call. Then it comes back. Perfect. But how do we make in call? I mean, a call coming from my mobile, as in the demo, to make ring this stuff. Because in this side, I just receive a phone number. I don't know how to retrieve the MXID because I have no mapping. I need to do a mapping of all my users with matrix users. And easy. Let's create a module. That's why you remember I told you at the end we created a module, and indeed, we said, okay, let's create a Synapse module. And this Synapse module will, each time someone from Matrix will connect to the platform, we will take the authent, we will retrieve preferred username, so the username he used while login, and thanks to a callback, we retrieve the name, we send the username to Xivo, we created an API for that, and Xivo will say, okay, this guy, this username, I found it, and he has this phone number, or he has no phone number. If he has a phone number, we just create a DB table inside, so an association table, where we store for this MXID or this login username, here the phone number, so that when a phone number will come later on, it will be easier for us to route it to the correct connected user. But as we created a module, let's do more because, you know, we had time. So that's why you saw during the demo, and maybe I can show you back. We created so an history with the different numbers that I can click, and the DM, which corresponds directly to the history for this user, if I called him, etc., etc., etc. And I can't type here. I can't remove my telephony space. We tried to create something which seems to look sticky, to be more integrated than just, you know, a DM with no icon, etc., etc. So this is basically all the stuff we added to the module. And we wanted to add maybe more in the future. Just to wrap up, because I'm sure you have questions, so I prefer to answer a question. So for outgoing call, what we succeed to do, so it's right to left this time. So when I dial from my element web, now I have, thanks to the module, I have a mapping automatically. So I will ask if my matrix user is associated to a phone number in Xivo, why if this is useful for outgoing call? It's typically, if I make a call from matrix to your mobile, you will see a phone number, which is the caller ID of the platform that makes the call. So currently you will see matrix, blah, 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 or the MXID. And for sure, if you're from your mobile, you want to call back the guy, if you call a matrix, spoiler, doesn't work yet. So it's preferable to show the real phone number to be able to call back. So that's why we request this Zigzago module, just to present the correct name to the mobile or to the phone to be able to be called back. So that's it for outgoing call. And if we do the same as a wrap-up for the incoming call, so incoming call, so I call with a mobile someone on his DID to make it ring on matrix. So it's the same. So Alice is dialing a number. Here I used internal number in the PBX, but you can imagine it's a long number. It looks if, so Xivo Connect is the name of our South Fork, but is the bridge activated? No, no worries. I fall back to Xivo for the telephony people, blah, blah, blah. If it is activated, I reuse my module. I take the information of the phone number to present it properly to the guy inside Element, as I shown you before. And what about future? Do we have idea? Because here it's simple telephony. I can make outward calls, in call. I have history. Okay, that's it. I can hold, but I can't do transfer. If you're interested, I can explain why. We think about to create a widget on top of what has been done with the bridge and the module to be able to configure what we have already in every soft phone. So to configure the do not disturb, the forwards, etc. To see your telephony presence or the telephony presence of others. Also, we have an initiative with CHAP to decouple the module with the application service, because typically the module is installed inside your Matrix web server. The application service is installed elsewhere, and this communication could be sometimes in public and for security reason can be filtered. And so it would be cool if we could replace this event listening by bot instead of a module that communicate with the application service. We still don't know how we will handle attended and blind transfer. You know, attended transfers, you are in call with someone, you call someone else, you say, hey, Charlie, I have Bob that wants to talk with you. Okay, I transfer it to you. This is attended transfer. Blind transfer is you take your phone number, you take your call, and you just transfer it to someone else. This is complex because this is things which are not implemented in WebRTC so much, and it's not implemented also that I found no MSCs about transfers at all, which leads to how do we do with the future of the communication with Matrix RTC, which is think more for not one-to-one communication, but global communication, and which is completely incompatible with SIP telephony, legacy one. And definitely, we never tried to heavily load, and I don't know what are the limits of our connector currently. Xivo can handle multiple hundreds, thousands calls, but we are talking with Matrix instances where you can have tens or hundreds of thousands of people, and how does it react? And if you have any ideas or any question, this is time.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
So to start off the Q&A section, I have a couple of questions on the chat room. I'll start with the first one. I think you sort of addressed it in the one of the last points, which is what are the chances to integrate SIP calls with the native Matrix RTC calls?
Yeah.
So for people in a Matrix RTC call and then have one participant coming in via SIP.
So it's in the same question conference and have four people connected. This is good question. This is something we already did through typically, you know, Jitsi for video calling. We implemented a bridge to be able to have, but this is a module called Jigazi in Jitsi to be able to have a SIP participant inside a Jitsi room. I'm pretty sure we can do the same with Matrix ATC, but I need to find people that knows well Matrix ATC too. And I know that there are some kind of these people here. So I'm really interested to share with you about how we can achieve this. Yes.
Okay, maybe now a question from the room. Is there any question in the room? There's one.
Perfect. So I know you're using a soft fork of Edmund Webb to do your dial pad.
Sorry?
For your dial pad, you're using a soft fork of Edmund Webb.
The dial pad, I did not, no credit to us. The dial pad, I don't know where it comes from. It's from Matrix, Matrix React GS library.
Yeah, I think Element. I think we built it ages ago for a different project.
So I think between five and ten years ago.
Yeah.
That we found that in the Element Web code. We don't know for who. It was hard to git blame to understand, but it was linked to this MSC somehow.
Yeah, it was used originally for a SIP project. So actually, it's nice. It's still being used for a SIP project.
And we lurk all the internet to find it out, but it's really nice and it works very well.
So my question is, if you were to do additional functionality, Element Web's now got a module API for doing runtime modules. So rather than forking a project, you can just add in your extra pieces and bits. So I was wondering if you'd looked into that. Instead of doing a hard fork, you could just add extensions. That might be a thing to look at doing.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. As I told you, we are rather new on this whole ecosystem, so we're still learning, and I'm here to learn also. I just wanted to share about what we found and what we succeeded on our own. But now, it's open source. Everything's open source. Zivo is open source. Our connector is open source. We hesitated to create an asterisk directly bridge instead of Xivo, but we preferred to do Xivo because Xivo has this approach that we... how do we call that? We simplify basically all this complexity of UDP, of SIP, etc. We use only this edge module that simplify for you all that stuff. But this widget, I don't know if we can call it a widget, but this model need to be rethinked later on, definitely.
Cool, thank you.
Okay, so another question from the Matrix chat room. How about security and crypto when switching from one protocol to the other?
Yeah, that's nice. It's easier to. So yeah, for here we rely. So we rely just on Heavens, which has SDP inside, but all this mechanism is encrypted, no issues. Once you are here. The only thing which is not encrypted is once between Xivo and the phones, because this is legacy telephony. Here, the voice and the things you will say from here will be encrypted all that way. But once it comes to asterisk on Xivo, it will be transcoded to with codec that unfortunately all phones cannot hear encrypted data, and so here will be not encrypted. So it's definitely not an encrypted end-to-end solution. For sure, when I'm talking in from my telco operator, nothing is encrypted here. Everything can be kept in the middle. If there's someone in the middle, he can listen to the conversation. So this is definitely not end-to-end encrypted. This is end-to-end encrypted until here. Then once you go through an operator or through all the devices, you cannot ensure that everything is end-to-end encrypted. Yeah. That's a good question.
Okay, and another one from the physical room. Yes, just a second.
Hi. If I understood well, you are creating on the fly new users when you...
Yeah, ghost users, yes.
Yeah, ghost users. And I wanted to understand more about this because aren't there any security considerations or maybe RGPD because you are creating users that do not exist? And
you're right. We created ghosts because we don't want to create real users. We don't want them to connect. This user is just to create this DM. So it's just to have the phone number here, which are for sure like private data. You store the phone number of someone in a user, a ghost user. It's still something that we store to be able, in fact, to have this DM, to be able to call back, etc., to have an history. But yes, we did not find any other way. As long as we are telephony integration, we need to have the same features as any telephony, and history is part of it. So that's the way we used by creating ghost to not create real user, to not allow them to connect to the room. But yeah, that's it. I can't really... Yeah, it was the implementation we chose at that time.
Basically, you are creating users with the minimum amount of permission.
Yes.
And, make a call. Okay.
In the DM, we can't write. You can't rename the DM. We blocked everything in the DM to be sure that it looks like a telephony history. But this is hackish. It's because we did not implement a real widget to have everything. We could have a widget telephony instead of creating a space and create rooms, but we found that pretty cool and pretty quick to deliver something which looks like integrated, to be honest.
Because I'm asking because I was wondering if we could apply this kind of logic to have a kind of hook to metrics, such as creating a ghost user or, you know, some apps have this, creating an account for an application is a huge barrier.
Mm-hmm.
Feature where you could start the conversation with a kind of ghost user and then register. But I don't know.
Every idea is good for me because, you know, we are trying to find the good ideas to make it evolve. Yeah.
Okay, you still have a few minutes. Another question? Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a question. As an old school telephony nerd, yeah. What if two people who don't have caller ID enabled, so you don't get a number, are those two different users, creator ghost users, or are they the same?
If you take an example,
if you receive a call from somebody who doesn't have caller ID enabled,
you
don't get the data. You get
unfortunately. So for Anonymous, we have a specific ghost, and we reuse the same ghost. But if currently he calls with +33 his number, and then he loses 06 directly with the local area network, then we will create two ghosts. We don't have the intelligence. We did not go so far.
No,
and this should be normally take care by the IPBX. So in Zivo, you should do the normalization of the number before you send it to the bridge.
Yep.
Okay. No more questions in the chat. What about here? If not, let's give another big applause to Laurent.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.